Hi, my name is Nicole Snooki, and family is literally my entire world. My family is my entire world.
Hello, and welcome to We Are Family. I'm your host, Julia Dennison, and I am here with Nicole Polizzi, who you'll know, of course, as Snooki, the star of Jersey Shore, as well as Snooki and JWoww and Jersey Shore Family Vacation. She's also the co-host of the podcast It's Happening with Snooki and Joey, and she's mama to three kids, Giovanna, Lorenzo, and Angelo, and she's now launching a wine brand called Messy Mama. Nicole, thank you for coming on. Welcome to We Are Family.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So you are a mom of three.
Yeah.
I'm a mom too, but only of one. My friends with three kids, I look at them in awe. But you're also an entrepreneur and a wife, and you have so much going on with the new wine brand. Are you just totally exhausted, or how are you making it happen? I want to know.
Well, I mean, the wine definitely helps to keep me sane and like not stressed out. But yeah, three kids. Lorenzo is 9, Giovanna's 6, and Angelo is 2. So it's definitely a chaotic house. There's a lot going on.
And I love that you're launching a wine brand. What was your idea behind that? I mean, besides the fact that we all need wine to be able to cope with motherhood.
Yeah, I'm like a wine connoisseur and I'm obsessed with wine. I've been wanting to have my own wine for like 3 years now and just trying to find like the right company to collab with, because I wanted to work with someone that, you know, actually has a vineyard. So I'm working with Summerlin Wines. They have a beautiful vineyard in California. But before I found them, I just wanted to find somebody that actually made, you know, really good, decent wines, because I didn't want to like, you know, half-ass it. Like I wanted something to be delicious and good and beautiful. I found Summerlin's, and during quarantine, we were actually like figuring out like what we were going to do, how we were going to do this. And it was like a quick turnaround, and I'm so excited. Literally, the wine is delicious, and I'm not just saying it because it's mine, but I know wine, and I literally picked the two best wines, and I'm just really excited for everyone to try it.
Can you tell everybody the name of those wines?
Yeah. So my full wine brand is called Messy Mama. The Y is like crooked, and it kind of like goes with my show Messiness, because I host Messiness now, like drunk people falling around and it's fun. So I call this Messy Mama. So we have Tantrum Chardonnay and Chaos Cabernet. Tantrum is definitely like towards my mom's, because your kids have tantrums, but I feel like we're allowed to have tantrums. So you can have that when you're having a really shitty day, or you just want to be dramatic and throw a tantrum. And then Chaos Cabernet is literally like for all my mamas. If you're having like a chaotic day and you just come home from work and you just want to relax with a glass of wine, or you want to turn up and be chaotic, you could do that as well.
Oh my God, that is so relatable. I love that so much. So let's talk a little bit about that, you know, the balance that moms have often with their work and their family life and trying to make it all work.
Yeah.
But do you have any kind of non-negotiables when it comes to your work and your kids? How do you kind of set those boundaries between work time, entrepreneur time, time for yourself, because we don't do that enough as moms, and then time for your kids?
I mean, I don't really have a set schedule, but I feel like I just go with the flow throughout the day. So like when the kids are at school, and then my babysitter comes to watch my 2-year-old, that's when I kind of like run my errands and get stuff done for like my store, or like, you know, my brands, or like filming and stuff like that. And then when the kids get home from school, that's like full mommy mode until bedtime. And then once they go to sleep, then that's my time to actually, you know, have my wine, watch the Netflix. And yeah, that's like literally a full day from like 6 a.m. till as late as I can stay up, which is like 11. So yeah.
I know, it's like, but then I always have that thing where it's like, I end up staying up way too late because I don't want to go to bed, because like, I don't want to let go of that time to myself. So it's always that tricky, tricky balance.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, because I read that one of the decisions you had to leave Jersey Shore Family Vacation was because you wanted to spend more time with your kids. Was that right? Was that part of the decision? And was that a really hard decision to make?
It was definitely part of it. Most of it was my mental health, because the whole drama with Angelina was like a lot. And I was like, I'm too old for this shit. Like, I don't like drama anymore. And I need to just be a mom. I need to focus on being a mom, because that actually affected me as a mom. Like, I was upset, and like my patience was like not, I had no patience. And I just feel like it was affecting me being a good mom. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I just need to take a full mental break. And I loved it. Thank God I did it, because I really needed it. Just like being home, not worrying about filming and the stress of all the drama and all that stuff, and just being a mom. And, you know, being like so boring. I just loved it and I needed it.
How does Snooki on screen compare to Nicole at home? Are you the same person, or do you feel like you do have to feel to play a little bit of that character?
Yeah, I don't feel like I play it. It's just that's me when I'm not with my kids. So when I'm not with my kids, just like any mom, you know, if you go on vacation with your best friends and, you know, you don't have your kids for 2 days, you're going to enjoy yourself, have your drinks, go dancing, and, you know, just kind of like just be you with your friends, you know, just enjoy yourself. But once I'm home, I'm in mom mode. I'm literally cooking, cleaning, like, you know, doing all the mom things. So that's like full blown Nicole.
Mm-hmm. And so have your kids watched Jersey Shore at all?
No, I mean, they do know that I do TV shows. So they know like I film and do all of that, but I'm an actress. I told them I'm an actress. So that's what they think right now. But, you know, eventually once they get older, they're going to be like, okay, you're not an actress. That's just you being crazy. But we have time for that. We have time for that talk.
Yeah. So did you always want a big family?
Yes. Because I was adopted and then I was the only child. So I always like told my parents, can you go to the store and buy another kid? I always envisioned myself to have a big family. And I feel like 3 kids is a big family.
At what age were you aware that you were adopted? And how did your parents kind of broach that subject with you?
They never really told me. I just knew because I was brown and they were white. So I was like, this doesn't make sense. I don't even look like you. So I just feel like I always knew, but like, I didn't care. It didn't affect me. Well, I always wondered like what they look like, but I never had the urge to like go and find my birth parents just because I was so secure with my parents, but they didn't tell me and like sit me down. I already knew.
So is meeting your birth family something that you'd ever want to do in the future?
Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anything, I want to see like a picture to see what they look like.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm okay.
Also,
no one the more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would
don't you call in the
don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/awardist.
I feel like with the wine mom is something that's always like a trope all over Instagram. And sometimes I feel like it gets a little bit of flack. Do you think that that sort of like stereotype of the wine mom is fair? What do you think about it?
I think it's amazing, obviously, because I'm a mommy wine drinker. And I just feel like not even to try and be funny, but like it really is mom juice. Like it really helps you get through the day sometimes because motherhood is a bitch. It's crazy. Parenting in general, not just motherhood, fatherhood, like just being a parent is a lot. And it can really just do a toll on you sometimes. And you're allowed to let loose with a glass of wine. And I feel like for me, like if I have a bad day with the kids or it's just like stressful and it's a lot, when I have that glass of wine, I'm like, I feel like I got through the day. I'm like, okay, we did this. And now I feel like a little good. So let me go and do something fun with the kids. Because if I didn't drink the wine, I'd probably fall asleep. Do you know what I mean? So it just like helps me be a better mom sometimes.
And what's your mom squad like? How do you find those mom friends? Because I feel like it's so important. I've got that text group there. I'm just constantly texting anything that happens with my daughter, with my mom friends. Is that something that you have too?
I try not to make mom friends because it's just hard. You know, like I'm meeting a mom and she brings up wine in the first like 5 minutes, we're good. But like if she does it, yeah, my kid has ballet and then I have a PTA meeting and I'm just like, oh my God, like, cause I'm just not that mom. I would love to be like, no hate, no, you know, mom shaming on that. But it's just like, I could never do that. Like, it's just, It's a lot.
Totally.
So I really love the hot mess moms that don't have their shit together, but they still make it happen.
Yes, you're speaking my language. I'm a single mom, so I co-parent and I have my daughter half the time. So I have half the time to kind of go out and, like, you know, be in New York City and be not a mom.
Yeah.
And I always say that I feel like that time away from your kid makes me a better mom. It kind of recharges me. And I'm sure you probably agree, because, like, I have a lot of friends who feel guilty about going on vacation without their kids, for example. But I'm like, that's important. That's recharging your mom battery.
Totally. Yep. Agreed. And I feel like, you know, when we do filming sometimes and I go for like those 2 days, that's like our time, like me, Jenny and Dina, to like just let loose a little bit and not worry about like, where's my kid? What is he doing? Change diapers. Like, no, you're just like chilling.
So when you have 3 kids, again, that sort of like juggle of the 3 kids, do you spend time with each of them individually, or do you try to make a conscious effort to do that?
So that's the hard part, I think, with like having more than one kid in general, is just trying to figure out times and making sure that you're spending a good amount of time with each kid and not just like all together, because I feel like that's important for every kid. So Giovanna, I probably spend the most time with, because I co-sleep and I co-sleep with her. And then my husband sleeps with my son and the baby just sleeps in the crib. I'm with my daughter a lot from sleeping. And then also I take her to practice. So I take her to cheer. And then my son Lorenzo does soccer. I try and go there too, but it's like the same time as Giovanna's practice. And then they're in school and all of that. So it's hard to, you know, figure out when I'm going to spend time with each kid. So it's usually in a group, but yeah. I try my hardest. I try my best to do it all, but it's hard. It's hard.
Oh, I mean, having one kid is hard. Three, I'm always in awe. So we talk a lot on this podcast about parent personalities. So like the kind of mom or dad that you turn out to be might not be always the kind of mom or dad that you thought you might be before you were mom or dad. What do you think your parent personality is like? And is your parenting style different to your husband's?
I'm definitely a silly mom. I do get mad. Like, I'm not a strict mom, but I like things a certain way. And if they don't do it, then I'm like, come on. But for the most part, I feel like I try and be like a fun, cool mom. And my husband, I would say the same. He's always like wrestling with the kids and they're always cracking up with him, like having a good time. But, you know, we have our moments where we're like, cut the shit. It's time to stop. But I think overall, I would say we're fun parents.
Cool. So what are some of the fun things you do as a family? Do you have any kind of traditions that you like to stick to?
Well, we are Disney members. So we go to Disney every single year. And that's like our one thing that we always talk about, you know, just to get the kids like excited. Like if they're having a bad day, we're like, 4 more months till Disney, like, you know, let's get it together. So it's always like something that we talk about year round. And yeah, we go every single year. We've been doing that since even before I had kids. So we've been doing it for almost like 11 years now. So that's like our big tradition that we love to do.
And do you bring the grandparents and everything?
Yeah, we bring the grandparents. We bring the cousins. It's like a big full on trip. And it's just the best time. I love Disney.
So thinking about your childhood versus how you're raising your kids, does it feel very different? Do you find yourself kind of becoming your mom sometimes?
Definitely when I'm yelling. I always used to make fun of my mom, because when she yelled at me, her eyes would get really big and like pop out. And I do that now. And I'm like, ew, because I made fun of her. And I was like, you look crazy. And now my daughter says, why are your eyes like that? You look crazy. So it's literally smacking me in the face. So yeah.
I love the chaos in the background. They're understanding the assignment over there. I can hear it. So what are your parents like as grandparents?
They are obsessed. They actually, can we not play the piano right now? They,
this is perfect.
Yeah, they are obsessed with being grandparents. And I feel like they love my kids more than me. And I get upset sometimes. So I'm like, you know, I'm still your daughter. Like for Christmas or Halloween, they'll bring the kids like these crazy gifts and like so cool. And I'm like, what about me? And they're like, you don't get anything. I'm like, I'm still your kid though. Like just because I'm 33 doesn't mean I don't deserve a gift. I'm still your kid.
I feel you. My parents got me an Easter basket up until I had my daughter at 33. And then they stopped because then they started getting my daughter's Easter baskets. And I was like, wait a second, hold up. That can sometimes be an interesting transition to see your parents kind of become grandparents and step away from you a little bit. Do you live really close by to your parents, or what's the setup?
No. So I ended up moving to Jersey. So my parents still live in New York. But it's only like an hour and a half away. But my husband's parents are like 5 minutes down the road. So that's nice.
Oh, that's good. So with everything going on, you've got your wine business, kids, TV. What's next for you?
I mean, I always have goals that I want to do. I'm actually trying to find new stores. So I have my two snooki shops in Jersey and New York. So I'm trying to find other places to go. So that's what I've been working on a lot lately. Like when I'm home, is just trying to find spaces to, you know, branch out and do more stores. So the sky's the limit with me. I always want to do everything.
And do you bring your kids with you to work?
My daughter loves going to the store. She pretends she works there. She's like, hi, can I help you? And she's behind the register, like pretending to scan people and check people out. And I'm like, oh my God. But maybe she'll take over one day.
I love that. And so if they grew up and said, hey, mom, I want to be on a show called Jersey Shore, what would you tell your kids?
I always say that I want them to be better than mommy and not do reality TV, because you're better than that and you're going to be a veterinarian and a doctor and a lawyer. But I mean, if they wanted to do reality, of course, I'm going to support them no matter what they want. But I strive for better things.
Okay. And so what are your kind of big hopes for your family for the future?
I mean, obviously, I always want my kids to just be happy. I want them to be humble and good kids and, you know, have manners and just be like a really good person. But I also just want them to enjoy life and be spontaneous and have fun. So as just a unit, as a family, I just hope we're always a happy unit.
That's great. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Snooki.
Of course.
Nicole, this has been so great. Thanks for coming on We Are Family.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to my conversation with Snooki. Next time, you'll hear from singer, actress, and star of Glee, Lea Michele, who talks so honestly about the huge challenges she faced in becoming a mom to her son, Ever. Be sure to follow We Are Family on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen so you don't miss an episode. And we'd love your feedback. If you could rate this podcast and leave us a review, we'd really appreciate it. You can also find us online at parents.com/WeAreFamilyPodcast. We Are Family is presented by me, Julia Dennison, and produced by Sam Walker. Editing is by Vincent Cascione, and thanks also to the rest of our production team at Pod People, Rachel King, Matt Sav, and Danielle Roth. We'll see you back here next week for more We Are Family.